Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
USA News, I'm Corey Myers. House Republicans scrambling to find a new speaker after Kevin McCarthy was voted out of the role this week. Ohio Congressman Jim Jordan and House Majority Leader Steve Scalise of Louisiana both launching their bids yesterday for the job, with Jordan saying he would not support aid for Ukraine.
I'm against that. The most pressing issue on Americans' mind is not Ukraine. It is the border situation, and it is crime on the streets.
The House currently on recess and a speaker election set for next Wednesday. As thousands walk off the job at Kaiser Permanente across the country, the company says it has made preparations for the strike. In a statement, Kaiser said all departments and ERs will remain open. Physicians, many RNs, and managers are not on strike. And if needed, Kaiser said it will bring in contingent workers. 400 more Ford workers in Michigan being told not to report to work today due to the UAW strike. Ford said the layoffs are for 350 employees at the Livonia transmission plant and 50 employees at the Sterling axle plant, as those factories make parts for the Chicago assembly plant. Ford officials say the layoffs are not a lockout. Police in Connecticut say a man who stole a car with a toddler inside, then robbed a bank, is dead. Windsor, Connecticut police said officers got a call a little after 9 yesterday about a man stealing a car with a 17-month-old child in the back seat. Less than a minute later, they got a call reporting a bank robbery, and almost at the same time, a 911 call reporting a car crashing into a tree. The suspected bank robber was killed in the crash. The child's mother brought to the crash scene before going to the hospital with her child. This is USA News.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. That's 800-524-3810.
Medicaid and CHIP offer free or low-cost health coverage for children and teens. Hospital and doctor visits, prescriptions, shots, and more are covered. That's peace of mind for parents if a child is sick or gets injured. And parents may now be eligible for Medicaid, too, even if they've applied in the past. Enrollment is always open. Visit InsureKidsNow.gov or call 1-877-KIDS-NOW. Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Thieves stole at least 60 generators from former President Donald Trump's National Doral Miami Golf Resort this week, 2 weeks before it's to host a live pro golf tournament. Police say thieves posing as construction workers loaded up and made off with 30 generators. The Powerball jackpot now up to an estimated $1.4 billion. No one matching all six numbers last night, so the jackpot rolled up to what would be the third largest Powerball jackpot and the fifth largest U.S. lottery in history. The man accused of murdering rapper Tupac Shakur will now be arraigned later this month in Las Vegas. Dwayne Keith D. Davis expected to be arraigned yesterday, but that arraignment was moved to October 19th. Tupac's brother, Moprim Shakur, said he was shocked police even made an arrest.
I mean, the feeling was, really? It was a wow. 27 years is a long time.
Both the date and location have now been revealed for the 2024 Tony Awards, the celebration of theater taking place on June 16th in the David H. Koch Theater at the Lincoln Center. In the past, the Tonys have been held at Radio City Music Hall, the United Palace, and Winter Garden Theater on Broadway. This year's Tony nominees expected to be announced on April 30th. I'm Corey Myers, USA News.
It was your best vacation ever. You on a beach having a great time. Then some stranger walked up and said, "Hey, how'd you like to come here for the rest of your life?" And then he went on and on about how much money you could save. You listened, saw his presentation, ended up signing a contract. And now, 5 years later, you have a timeshare you never use. But you're still paying for it. That's the contract. But what if we could show you a legal way to end the contract and get out of your timeshare nightmare? It's called Timeshare Exit Defense. Our lawyers will work with the gigantic timeshare company lawyers and get you out of your agreement. No more maintenance fees, no more payments. Call now. Get your free ebook to learn how to exit your timeshare.
800-296-1332. 800-296-1332. 800-296-1332. That's 800-296-1332.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. Stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on.
Well, happy Monday to you. 6 minutes after the top of the hour. Bill Martinez here. Good to have you with us. This is what we're living with in Joe Biden's America today. You get 10 years in prison for a meme, 17 years in prison for removing part of a metal temporary fence, 18 months in prison for throwing a Molotov cocktail into a police car in the middle of New York City. If you're a January 6th protester, no deaths except unarmed Trump supporters, barely any damage. It lasted 3 hours. Thousands have been prosecuted. Not one charge was dropped. Now compare that to the BLM riots. 700 officers injured, $2 billion in damages. It lasted for months. 2,000 felony arrests dropped. Now, if you vandalize, destroy, and firebomb a pro-life clinic, no one even tries to prosecute you. Stand, pray, and hand out literature in front of an abortion clinic and face up to 11 years in prison. This is Joe Biden's America, ladies and gentlemen, where justice is handed down based not on the crime, but based solely on the allegiance to the party in power. Jim Harden joins us now. Jim is a pastor and founder of Compass Care, president and CEO of Compass Care, expert in medical ethics and women's reproductive health. Jim, welcome back. Always good to have you with us. How are you, sir?
It's an honor to be with you, Bill. Thanks for having me back.
Well, I thought it would be important to kind of put in context the America that we live in today. You and I, as believers, as readers of the Word, have been warned repeatedly in the Old Testament that there would be those days when that which is right would be wrong, that which is evil, good, good, evil, sweet, sour, sour, sweet. And this is today's America, and this is only the beginning, isn't it?
Yeah, I think, unfortunately, it is only the beginning. And the reason I say that is because, you know, Jesus Christ talked about it. The Apostle Paul mm-hmm. talked about it. Things are going to proceed from bad to worse, the Apostle Paul said. And you've got this upside down kind of world that where good is called evil. Mm-hmm. You know, like pro-life people are called wicked. Pro-life people are, you know, identified by the Biden administration and other kind of pro-abortion Antifa groups as enslavers. Mm-hmm. We're the ones that are harming women. They're identifying us as terrorists. We've got the Department of Homeland Security that identified, you know, pro-life mothers as potential domestic terror threats. We've got the FBI and the DOJ unequally enforcing the FACE Act, specifically targeting peaceful, by the way, pro-life people. We're being targeted for, you know, a lack of equal enforcement of the law. We, the violations of our 14th Amendment rights of equal protection under the law. We're being targeted for, violations of First Amendment, freedom of speech, freedom of religion. We are being attacked. There is an all-out war on pro-life Christians. And I say Christians because most people who take a stand for what is right in this country today are Christians. They understand.
We're the ones that know the difference, Jim. And you see, the thing is that we're coming to that day when, guess what? They're going to get what they want. Christians will no longer be here. And then it's going to really be all unto them. It will be their body. It will be their choice. It will be death abounding, because the whole concept and compassion for life will be missing in its totality.
Yeah, and the logical conclusion of the efforts of the Biden administration and pro-abortion zealots is the ultimate undermining and destruction of all human dignity.
Exactly.
And the primary core value that's being pursued right now in our country is the core value of autonomy. And put it another way, the core value of giving me whatever I want. And there is no civilized order. There is no governmental system that can maintain civilized order when that is the primary core value of society.
Well, communists and Marxists, socialists have made that promise time and again. And to your point, the track record is clear. The evidence is empirical. They cannot fulfill their promise. And the bottom line of all this is, while we're here, while Christians are here, we're standing in the gap trying to save as many people as we can, especially the innocents that have no choice in this. It's not their fault that their parents decided, to hook up with the wrong person or whatever other excuse they want to use. But because the mother and the father of the child made a bad choice, then the Democratic Party says, well, easily handled. You just exterminate that child. You just murder that child. Get rid of it. And the fact of the matter is that, Jim, on one hand, for Christians, we could say, it's not our battle. Why are we fighting this? You say it's your body, your choice, but you forget the third part. It's your responsibility. You see, but what you want to do and what the government wants to do in order to get votes is they want you to buy into this lie that it's not your responsibility, that somehow it's America's responsibility. No, the death of America's babies in the womb lies at the doorstep of these pro-abortionists. And there's people on both sides. It's all sides. It's equal opportunity. Certainly, there's the Democratic Party that single-handedly has promoted this. They have gotten votes, in order to get reelected. They've promoted this, but they're lying to these young girls. Somebody needs to talk to these young girls to say, look it, you need to get educated. You need to understand what your identity in Christ is. Why Christ would come and die on the cross for you so that you could give away your innocence to some guy. I mean, look it, if you're, it's like, don't be stupid. If you're going to go ahead and throw away your innocence, at least go find a Jeff Bezos. Go find somebody who's got lots of money that can maybe educate you after you deliver the baby, or maybe not, or have some sort of conscience to do so, instead of finding these idiots on the street that could care less, that just use and abuse you, roll you over, and then leave you worse off than where you began, and then there's no future, no education, and you're more stupid than where you began with. And then on top of that, you got to carry with you, and this is where the rub really comes in. You've got to carry with you until the day you die that you murdered your child. That's the truth.
That is the truth. And, women implicitly understand this. And, even chemical abortion brings it home a lot faster, because in chemical abortion, you can't cover it over. They're making every woman's bathroom an abortion clinic.
Exactly.
So women see what the results of their abortion instantaneously, and it haunts them.
Jim, can you imagine? Could you imagine that scene? I mean, I've never seen that. I can only imagine what it must be like for a young woman to look in the toilet bowl and see her aborted fetus right there in the toilet bowl.
It's horrendous, terrific. It's terrifying. Quite frankly,
you can't unsee that. You can't unsee that, Jim.
No, you can't. No, it's seared on her brain forever, and she's going to have to deal with that. But only Christ can help her through that.
And amen.
That's the good news.
Amen. And that's the big takeaway I want you to know, is that we serve a God who's forgiving. And the reason we know, because He forgave us. He forgave us first. And so we know from experience that there is a loving God in heaven that is willing to forgive all. But we need to give it to you straight.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
How would you like to get high-speed internet for your home for less than $2 a day? That's right. For about $50 a month, you'll get lightning-fast internet. Are you paying less than $50 a month right now for your internet? Then call Whole Home Connect right now for blazing fast internet at $50 a month with no price increases, no hidden fees, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees. It's a great deal. And guess what? You can try it for 15 days. If you don't like it, you get your money back. But you're going to love it. And you're going to love the price. Internet for your home for $50 a month. That's less than $2 a day. Plus, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees, and our 15-day guarantee. Call now. 800-699-0358. 800-699-0358. 800-699-0358. That's 800-699-0358. Has your heater or air conditioner busted? Appliance broken? Computer crashed? Then you need an ARW home warranty. Home system and appliance repairs and replacements can cause stress and cost you thousands of dollars per year. With an A-plus BBB rating and a top-rated home warranty company on Consumer Affairs and Trustpilot, ARW Home provides superior service, featuring the industry's lowest service call fee. ARW Home has warranty plans that cover your kitchen and laundry appliances, heating and air conditioning systems, electrical and plumbing systems, and much more. Call 800-559-7562 to customize your plan. Plus, ARW has partnered with Azurian to protect your new and used tablets, laptops, TVs, and other home tech from accidental damage and wear and tear. All plans come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. Call 800-559-7562. That's 800-559-7562.
A
Hey, we're back with you 19 minutes after the top of the hour, fresh and independent, just the way you'd like to hear from us. The president and CEO of Compass Care, the Reverend Jim Hardin, continues with us. Jim, you can let me know on your thought on this. You and I haven't talked about this, but, you know, I think that the whole issue of abortion has just become, so politically motivated that it has become about holding on to power and control. And the women are being told out there, oh, well, you know, it's your body, you know, it's your right, you know, to, in essence, your body, your right to murder your child. I mean, there's nowhere in the Constitution that says that, but this is their mantra. Well, you know, I think the Republican Party, or any pro-lifer for that matter, you know, makes a mistake in trying to, you know, pick up this issue. In terms of trying to debate it with them, is saying, hey, look, you know what? It is your body, you know, and it is your choice. And that is between you and your doctor and the father, your husband, you know, to come up with that. And hopefully you choose life, because our God says clearly there's all kinds of benefit and results when you choose life. If you choose death, no bueno. But, you know, we'll tell you that up front. If you think not, maybe do some research and talk to other women who chose death and ask them what they're dealing with today. But to me, you see, it shouldn't be debated. We shouldn't have it part of the presidential debate or anything. I just say, look at, you know, my position is, you know, that's between the woman, her body, her choice, her doctor. Let them decide. And that's it. And if they want to ask, well, you know, because the ugly truth about all this stuff, Jim, is they want to have we the people share in the blood, share in the death of these babies, and have us pay for it. It was never, and they all said from the very beginning, just like Obamacare, you know, your doctor, you know, you always have your same doctor, another big lie from the government. And the other big lie is 1973. No, you know, this will never be taxpayer funded. Well, we know that's a bunch of bull. Okay. Mm-hmm. There's enough experience on that. So, you know what? We say, look, we're not participating in it. It's your body. It's your choice. You make the decision, you know, between you and your doctor. You know, meanwhile, hey, we're going to pray for you and we're going to be there for you. We have care centers that have an answer for you. We've served, you know, hundreds of thousands of people around the country. We've saved babies. We've helped women, you know, raise their children, have baby diapers there, counseling, all this. We will come alongside you as we will. And I think the last time you and I talked, you told me, you said, Bill, we have twice as many care centers available for women who choose life as opposed to abortion centers. Is that still the number?
Oh, definitely. At least that. The pregnancy resource centers vastly outnumber abortion clinics. What do abortion clinics do? They do one thing. They do abortion. And if they can't do abortions, they shut down. And yet the pregnancy centers are being attacked. Even in New York State, there's a pregnancy center investigation bill that they're looking to, they've already passed and signed into law to investigate what they call limited service pregnancy centers. Okay. Mm-hmm. What do they mean by limited service pregnancy centers? Well, these are the pregnancy centers that do everything except abortion. So what they mean by limited service pregnancy centers, what they want to do is they want to vilify us, demonize us, and regulate us right out of business. They want to make mm-hmm. all public pro-life activity illegal. Okay. They want to they would love nothing more than to see Christian pro-life people in jail. That's what they want. In fact, they are putting us in jail with the FACE Act, the Unequal Enforcement of the FACE Act. And, mm-hmm. So, you know, the fact is women are being basically abused by a culture. They're being objectified, used, impregnated, and then cast aside. You're being beaten and left for dead in the dangerous Jericho road of culture. And Jesus Christ basically said, look, what's the job of a Christian? He makes us, you and I, radically responsible for our neighbor. When we're walking down the dangerous Jericho road of culture and we see a weak and vulnerable person beaten and left for dead, whatever it might be, by their sin, by the sins of others, then our job as followers of Christ is to stop, give them our time, our attention, our resources, our money, our whatever it takes to give them their life back, right? Now, right. Jesus asked the question of this lawyer. He says, now, who's the neighbor of this guy? Was it the ruling elite the religious elite that passed by on the other side, or was it this good Samaritan who stopped and gave this person his life back? And the lawyer said, well, it was the man who helped the other man. He said, that's right. Now go and do likewise. Go and do likewise. Jesus is our good Samaritan. He died. He came down from heaven and died on the cross for us, and he basically demonstrated that there is this. He put a value on human life, and it is invaluable, right? If Jesus Christ is God in the flesh, then he is invaluable. He is the owner of all. And if he died for us and he shed his blood for us, that means that we must do likewise for our fellow man. He empowers us to do that. That's what, you know, we're not supposed to take this great salvation we got and then spend it on our pleasures, spend it on our whims.
Right.
No, turn around and leverage it. Our newfound voice before God the Father, our newfound resources, our new understanding of what resources are all about, and leverage them on behalf of those in need, the widow and the orphan of society. And I tell you, we've got a great opportunity right now in America to do just that. And and these politicians
for as long as the door is open for us, Jim, because
as long as the door is open,
because there will be a time when we're not here, and they're going to be left up to their own devices. And so there is that window of opportunity right now for us. You know, you bring up an interesting point, and I want our audience, and hopefully they caught this, is that if these abortion centers who said that 97% of what they offered was women health care, okay, and because that was, and that abortions was you know, participated very little in their ability to stay open and that sort of thing, or that was, you know, hardly much of their model, so to speak, which was a big lie. If that was the case, if 90% was about health care, they wouldn't be going out of business.
That's right. Yeah,
right?
Exactly right. Yeah. No doubt about it. And so you've got these politicians that are making abortion, an election issue to get elected on. And that includes Republicans, by the way.
Right.
And the Republicans, of course, are getting it all wrong, most of them.
Jim, what do you think about my proposition that you just step away for it, take it out of the politics, take it out of the political realm, and just say, look, that's between you and your doctor. And there's nothing else that needs to be said other than, you know, I would not take the bait, you know, because the people have made it clear, you know, we don't need to make abortion a corporate sin. It has become a corporate sin, but we need to stop that. And we need to stop it by just saying, look, we're not going to fund abortion in any form or fashion. Okay? But I mean, as far as the politicians are concerned, they need to say, you know, that's not for me to say. I mean, if you can have Merrick Garland come up in front of Congress and say, well, I can't comment on this because it's a pending deal. Well, I can't comment on somebody's pending abortion. Right?
Well, yeah, I'm
just saying, is that a viable argument?
It's definitely a viable argument, Bill, because here's the thing. Christian people are the Judeo-Christian heritage is the basis for the concept of free will, okay? Choice. I mean, Adam and Eve had a choice, right?
Right.
And they made a choice, the wrong choice, in Genesis chapter 3. And the rest of the Bible is all about how God goes back to work to redeem mankind from the sin that has now infiltrated and infected mankind through the original sin of Adam and Eve. Choice was at the very heart. And so what the Bible teaches is that good decisions have good consequences.
Exactly.
And bad decisions have negative ones. And our decisions impact not just ourselves, but the people around us negatively.
Right.
And positively, depending on how we do it. So the negative, or the bad decisions that we make tend to take longer to manifest in terms of the ramifications. Like, for example, a woman who has an abortion. It might take her a few years to realize how much damage it has done to her emotionally and physically. But she'll realize it sooner or later.
Yeah. And that's the heartbreaking thing. Because the moment that she realizes it, Jim, even though Jesus is there to forgive her, she's going to live with that for the rest of her life.
Yeah, that's right. She will.
And that's the consequence of sin. You know, yes, we can bring it under the blood and thank God for his forgiveness. He forgives us. But, we're only human. And we're going to deal with the pain and the realization that our child is no more. And that's heartbreaking. Reverend Jim Hardin, the President and CEO of Compass Care, has been our guest. Jim, thank you. God bless.
How would you like to save money on nearly all your prescription drugs?
we've set up a special toll-free number for the RX Outreach Program. They're a nonprofit company whose mission it is to make prescription drugs more affordable to the masses. They don't take insurance, and in many cases, your prescriptions are even cheaper than your co-pays. They carry thousands of different prescription drugs, so whatever you're taking, there's a good chance they have it. No coupons are required, and this is not a discount card. It is pure savings on your prescription drugs. They specialize in generic meds for any chronic health needs you have. Call with your prescription and find out for free how little you can pay for your prescription drugs. Remember, we don't take insurance, so call right now.
800-705-6581. 800-705-6581. 800-705-6581. That's 800-705-6581.
USA News Update. House Republicans scrambling to find a new speaker after Kevin McCarthy was voted out of the role this week. Ohio Congressman Jim Jordan and House Majority Leader Steve Scalise of Louisiana both have launched their bids for the job. The House currently on recess and a speaker election set for next Wednesday. As thousands walk off the job at Kaiser Permanente across the country, the company says they have made preparations for the strike. If need be, it will bring in contingent workers. However, patients should expect some rescheduling for non-emergency and elective services. 400 more Ford workers in Michigan being told to not report to work today due to the UAW strike. Ford said those layoffs are not a lockout. Corey Myers, USA News.
This is an urgent warning. America is heading for another major financial disaster at an alarming rate. We could see stock prices fall as much as 50%, but this time the crash could be more violent and come faster than you ever imagined. We are Advantage Gold, America's most trusted precious metals company, and we are here to sound the alarm that winter is coming for investors. And now is the time to take actions that may help protect and secure your portfolio with physical precious metals. Want to help protect your hard-earned money before it's too late? Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000 and request our free gold and silver survival kit today. Mention that you heard us on the radio and learn how you could get up to $1,000 in free silver coins. The number is 800-900-8000. Call now to get your free survival kit and see if you qualify for $1,000 in free silver today.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Bill Martinez here. Well, Rasmussen is saying that President Biden ended the polling week with a daily job approval of 47%. That still remains a mystery, these numbers. I don't know how they come up with it. And Rasmussen is fairly reliable. So it is what it is. Voters, by the way, are almost evenly divided over the criminal prosecution of former President Donald Trump. That's interesting. Democrats are satisfied with long prison sentences for supporters of former President Donald Trump who rioted at the Capitol on January 6, 2021, but other voters not so much. It's interesting, the hardline attitude of Democrats. I wonder if they'll feel that way when it's time maybe for some of their people. But, of course, they were able to offer cover to BLM and Antifa, right? And by the way, voters now increasingly supporting supporting term limits, I should say, for members of Congress. But don't expect, you know, such a measure to be enacted, to say the least. Craig Huey joins us now. Craig, hey, how are you, buddy?
Very good, Dale. How are you doing?
Hey, I'm doing terrific here. You know, hip is recovering. I'm almost leaping good. Tall buildings with a single bound. So things are looking up.
Awesome. That's great.
Yeah. So, what do you make of this polling, Craig? I still can't get to that point that for as much pain that America is suffering, that has been leveled upon them by, the poster child. This is Bidenomics. This is Joe Biden doing this to the American people. And I said to the people this morning, Craig, this isn't their fault.
They didn't do this. This is when, like, they went out on some spending spree and maxed out their credit cards. I mean, they're trying to survive. I mean, they're using their credit cards. They're maxing out their credit cards, you know, for necessities, not for, you know, extravagances or anything of any sort.
Yeah, Bill, you know, we take a look at the economy, and it's painful to people who are retired. It's yes. painful to those who are on fixed income. It's painful to those who are working, and they have to use their credit cards to live. They cut their vitamin C's and two. They find themselves in a situation where they, you know, they're taking two jobs. You know, they've got all kinds of people coming into their house to be able to help support them.
Mm.
You know, it's very hard out there, and it's very difficult. And yes. One of the key campaign issues that Biden is using for this election shocks Republicans.
Mm-hmm.
Just conservatives and Christians are shake their head and are puzzled because he's promoting Bidenomics.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Bidenomics has been a failure. We're in a historic time of inflation. And we are also in an economy that's barely growing. It's already had a recession with two consecutive quarters of a negative growth. And mm-hmm. we have a situation which I call and economists call stagflation.
Yeah.
We're living in stagflation. And it's not getting any better. And yet the messaging from Biden is a denial of reality. It's a doublespeak or a Whalian. A type of a presentation that denies reality.
Right.
And well, so we're seeing this going on right now.
But, Craig, when you're figuring inflation, I mean, you know the number's faux anyway. You say 3.7% up from 3.2%, but they're not even counting the cost of gasoline in that. Right?
Oh.
I mean, one of the biggest contributors to inflation.
When I speak at different conferences, I can tell you when I ask people how much has the prices risen, everybody raises their hand, not 2%, not 3%, not 10%, not even 12%. They raise their hands. They've experienced inflation of 15 to 25%, and they're right.
Mm.
Forget the so-called official numbers. You know, people know it when they go to the store. They know it when they see shrinkflation, when packages are smaller. They know it when the prices keep rising and the politicians keep saying it's going down. What's going down is the rate of inflation may not be as high. But in this last figures that came out from the Bureau of Labor Statistics, inflation has started picking up even again, accelerating. Since Biden took office, and inflation only started when Biden took office and the overspending began, and the outrageous trillions of dollars of debt that we have is because of the overspending that's going on by the politicians in Washington, D.C., and we've had an official, these are the official rates, 18% since March when Biden took over. 18% increase in prices, but people will tell you it's even higher than that.
Oh, it has to be. Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
And here's the other thing about this. It's fantasy economics. It's delusional. It's the mindset that Biden and the radical left, we're talking about pro-socialists who want to enlarge the power of government, decrease the rights of the individual and the ability of the individual to make decisions, increase the power of government, transform our culture and politics. So they use issues like climate crisis. They use issues that have sparked these massive spending bills. And, Bill, we're seeing the results of that every day we go to the store. And to turn this around, the official government watchdog has come out and said we are doubling the deficit, not just increasing it to $2 trillion. in this upcoming year.
Exactly.
But 1 year. Mm-hmm. 1 year. And this is a dangerous thing to every listener, their families. It's a dangerous to America. And yet, what the Biden campaign is doing, what the super PACs and the radical left is doing, is a messaging that Bidenomics has saved America from the destructive policies of Trump
those radical MAGA folks, you know, the deplorables. They're a euphemism for the deplorables. That's what that is, yeah.
You're 100% right, because they have tested focus groups of their audiences. And remember, this is not politics of our fathers. It's not politics that we remember. Today's politics has nothing to do with who's the best candidate, who's the most articulate candidate, who has the best policy. None of that is of any interest to the Democrats today. They have transformed, this started with Obama, he transformed politics from being about policy to being about micro-targeting audiences and getting them out to vote better than the Republicans. And they've been so successful at doing that that they've wiped the Republicans out. They wiped them out in the last election when everybody says it's going to be a red wave. Mm-hmm. They wiped them out in the presidential election. They wiped them out in the election before that. And it's kind of like, wake up, conservatives.
Yeah.
You shake your head and say, the polls are showing that nobody likes Biden, that there's small minority. It doesn't matter. They have targeted two groups to get out the vote better than the Republicans can. And those two groups, one are the Democrats, that are the loyal Democrat activists, and they want to get volunteers, donors, and voters. And here's the second one. Still the persuadable. And that's the majority of the people in the swing states. If they can get the persuadables to follow them, they've won the upcoming election, even when Biden may have 30% popularity in the poll.
Well, and the other thing, too, is they know what swing states and what zip codes are most important.
Yes.
It's not every zip code. It's only a couple of dozen zip codes, all right? So what you do is you go in...
Seven states.
Yeah.
That's all they need.
Right. So you go and you flood those areas, and then you make sure you ballot harvest like there's no tomorrow, and you get control, and you get to vote. You're voting for them on their behalf. We've got to go to break. We've got more from Craig Huey. Stay with us.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national health care alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-254-1421. 800-254-1421. 800-254-1421. That's 800-254-1421.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield, and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may
may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-536-4436. That's 800-536-4436. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-536-4436.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Fred Dreyer here for the product I use and love, Balance7.com. Are you suffering with heartburn? Get relief from Balance 7. You know, most people are able to go back to eating the foods they enjoy with Balance 7. Please, don't be stubborn. This really works. You're just a sip away from enjoying the foods you like. Try Balance 7 with a money-back guarantee. Are you experiencing fatigue and brain fog? So many people complain that in the afternoon, their energy seems to disappear and the brain becomes foggy. Balance 7 neutralizes the acids in your body. This aids your digestion. The energy from food is more effective, and afternoon brain fog fades away. Balance 7 is the answer. Go to balance7.com or call 800-793-9039. That's 800-793-9039. Mention the code word FRED and get $10 off your order. Call 800-793-9039 and mention the code word FRED. Get heartburn relief and more with my favorite, balance7.com.
Back with you 14 minutes before the top of the hour. Bill Martinez here. Craig Huey continues with us. Craig is the author, political commentator, speaker for Election Forum, and publisher of one of the largest Christian political newsletters in all of America. And as we were saying before, look at the intensity has to be matched up, and the intensity of voter integrity, the pursuit of the vote. The Democrats have had their way. They've had a wide open field, as Craig and I were outlining to you earlier. And Republicans are starting to wake up. But we have got to match this intensity and be just as shrewd, if not more shrewd than them, right? Aren't we supposed to be gentle as a dove, but, you know, shrewd as a snake, as it says?
We have to be. And, again, we can't think of politics from the standpoint of what's the best policy and who's the best personality.
Right.
You know, who's the youngest? That doesn't matter.
Right.
If you can hire somebody who's, you can vote for somebody who's hiding in the basement, hiding in the White House. We've seen that happen. We saw in Arizona, governor's race, the Democrat never going out, never engaging. We saw it in Pennsylvania, senator who couldn't talk, couldn't walk, gets elected. What is this about? It's about getting out the vote. And in this upcoming election, you know, it has begun. Most people are thinking, well, it's next year. Well, no.
Yeah.
You know, here's the dirty little secret. Kind of behind the curtain, behind the scenes, look at what's going on. It is kind of your audience is about ready to become election insiders. What has happened is something that's never happened before in presidential elections, and that is the Biden campaign through their super PAC and the Democratic National Committee. They've been spending about $1 million every month for the last few months. Mm-hmm. All of a sudden, starting right now, last week, they're spending $25 million and they're spending it in just some key states that are basically the six key states that have been identified. These are Arizona, Georgia, Michigan, Nevada, Pennsylvania, Wisconsin. Those states, the Republicans know that's going to win the election. Democrats know that's going to win the election. The $25 million is going to those states. And, Bill, they've added one. Because Trump barely won 1.3 points in 2020, North Carolina. They've added North Carolina to their list. And in those, they're concentrating. And here's what's going on. Here's what's going on. They're spending $25 million, and most of that money is going to YouTube, TikTok, Instagram, Facebook, very little to TV cable, very little to satellite.
So they're targeting the 30 and under group is what they're targeting.
Oh, they're targeting key groups more than that.
Mm-hmm. Right.
They're saying these are Hispanic voters. This is Gen Y. These are ones who have student loans. These are ones who are college students. These are the ones who are pro-abortion and angry. Mm-hmm. They're identifying their key ones, labor, whatever it might be. They've got some 24 different categories of micro-targeting those audiences because they know that if they did nothing to those audiences, probably 60% of them won't vote. Mm-hmm. But they know if they can motivate those people, they'll get 90% of those people out the vote. We've already seen it happen. This strategy took over the Colorado Springs. It's taken over city after city.
These college towns, particularly, right? Because these kids are already softened. They've been indoctrinated clearly. And so that's easy pickings for them. So numbers wise, because I know that you studied the demography and you got the numbers. What does that do? Does that give them like a, 15-20% leg up over the Republicans just going in, just walking in the door?
Exactly. Because the Republicans will say, oh, we hope the Republicans will vote. In these states, more people are registered as independents.
Mm-hmm.
And you define the independents, they're not Republican, they're not Democrat, they're independent. Most of them are what the Democrats and Republicans can call them this too, but the Democrats call the persuadable. Mm-hmm. They know that those people could vote because they're angry at rising prices. But what they want to do is find the ones that are angry because they're going to die from climate change.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
If they can get them on board, and that's their sole message to them, if they're on Facebook, they're on TikTok, they learn about climate change, they get them to sign up for the Biden campaign, they get a volunteer, they get a donor, and they get a voter, and they get them out to vote. The Republicans just throw out messages, and, they may make sense, but the messaging doesn't matter because they're not targeting key audiences.
Well, these kids, you know, when you start off with climate change, these kids have been so indoctrinated that they don't care. I mean, there was the big report here 2 weeks ago, 1,600 scientists, including two Nobel Prize winners, signed on this declaration, saying that it's a bunch of bunk. It's unscientific. Yeah. But these kids, they don't, that stuff gets buried. There's no way, and, Facebook and Twitter are going to throttle it down. Whenever, we talk about, there's a couple of C things you can't talk about when you're on YouTube. I get in trouble when I talk about climate and COVID. They don't want to hear about the rationale and the new intelligence, certified intelligence now that's being reported on COVID or climate. And these kids, it's the wrong gospel, wrong church. They're so convinced. So it becomes a, like you said, a point of contention. And then, of course, it's, let's deal with, as an added cherry on top, we'll bring in the abortion issue. It's my body, my right. Okay, I agree with you. It's your body, your right. And so don't ask me to pay for your body, your right. Right?
Right.
I mean, just saying. I mean, look at the, you know, that's between you.
So
it's been
here's the big thing, Bill. Think about this. So you're identifying exactly why they're concentrating on these micro-targeted audiences to get them out to vote, and they win elections by doing that. What are the Republicans doing? Well, let's just take one micro-targeted group, and that would be somebody like me, someone who believes that Jesus Christ is my personal Savior, that he died on the cross for me, he rose from the dead, and you know what? As a Christian, I have to tell you, it breaks my heart to say that in this upcoming election for president and for many other offices, senators and Congress and local races, governors, things that are going to impact the new Supreme Court, so much more, Christians, people who call upon the name of Christ, we have about 30% in everybody's church who are not registered vote.
Right.
And in this upcoming election, we'll have maybe 50 to 60, maybe even 70% of the evangelical Christians not voting. And they're not being talked to about why they should vote. They're not being micro-targeted with messaging as to what is going on. And they're not being tied to getting out the vote. People phoning them, texting them, knocking on the doors, and getting them to the polls and getting their ballots mailed in. That's not happening. And same thing with gun owners, protecting our Second Amendment rights. And those who are worried about the loss of our First Amendment rights, the freedom of speech, and being able to live according to our own conscience. You know, you go down policy after policy, issue after issue, we can micro-target if we did the marketing right better than they're doing. They're doing it better than us. And what's even more disturbing, again, is that the Republican establishment is laughing and the conservatives are mocking the messaging. The messaging, these new Biden video commercials, like for the Hispanic one, Bill, it's so powerful. If I was a Hispanic and I'm watching this, I'm learning how Biden has empowered the Hispanic community and given them business opportunities and given them wage increases and help with their schooling. And it goes on. And all these Hispanic people that are being shown, they're happy and excited in the video. And Biden's right there with them. I go, wow. But he is the worst president for the Hispanic community. He has destroyed the economic opportunity. He's taking away their individual freedom, and he's destroying family values.
Yeah.
And he's just the opposite. It's false messaging he's giving, and there's nobody going back to the Hispanic community with a different message, a message of hope, a message of freedom, a message that this is America, the best country in the world, and we can't lose our freedom. We can't become a socialist nation like Venezuela.
Right. Well, and they know, and a lot of these people know that, Craig, because that's where they came from, and that's what shocks them about this. But there has to be that counter narrative, and the thing is that the Republicans have to their advantage is reality. Is that these Hispanic communities, they're the ones that have are paying the price with these illegal migrants coming in and compromising the educational services and employment opportunities in their community. So, you know, this is a no-brainer, but you've got to respond. You cannot let Joe Biden have his way and make up stories. This is nothing less than the screw tape letters, Craig, in my humble opinion. Craig Hillier, thank you, sir.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to mysolarbackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's mysolarbackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at mysolarbackup.com.
Hi.